This is the Sakar Merli of the 15th of March 2025. Essence, sweet children, you now have to return home. Therefore, forget your bodies and all your bodily relations, and remember the One Father. This is the essence of the true Gita. Question. What effort is easy for you children? Answer. The Father says, you children must remain in absolute silence. It is only then by remaining in silence that you will be able to receive your inheritance from the Father. You have to remember the Father and spin the discus of self-realization. By having remembrance of the Father, your sins will be absolved and your lifespans will increase. And by knowing the cycle, you will become rulers of the globe. This effort is easy for you. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father is once again explaining to you, sweetest spiritual children. He gives this explanation every day. You children understand that you are truly studying this knowledge of the Gita as you did a cycle ago. However, it is not Sri Krishna who is teaching you, it is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is teaching you. He is now, once again, teaching you Raj Yoga. You are now listening to God directly. Everything for the people of Bharat depends on the Gita. It is written in that Gita that the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra was created. This is a sacrificial fire as well as a pathshala, a place of study. When the Father comes and narrates the true Gita to us, we attain salvation. People do not understand this. You have to remember the Father, who is the bestower of salvation for all. Although you have been studying the Gita, due to not knowing the Creator or the creation, you have been saying, neti, neti. He is neither this nor that. Only the true Father comes and speaks the true Gita. These are matters that have to be churned. The attention of those who are engaged in doing service will be drawn to this very well. Baba has said that the words, the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the bestower of the knowledge of the Gita, the Supreme Beloved, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, the Supreme Satguru, God Shiva speaks, should be definitely written on each picture. You must definitely write these words so that people are able to understand that only Trimurti Shiva, the Supreme Soul, and not Sri Krishna, is the God of the Gita. You take people's opinions on this subject. The Gita is the main one for us. The Father continues to give you new points every day. You should not think, why did Baba not tell us this before? It was not in the drama. You should select new points from Baba's Merlis. People write of the rise and fall. In Hindi you say the rise and fall of Bharat. Rise means the construction of the deity dynasty and the establishment of 100% purity, peace and prosperity. Then, after half a cycle, there is the fall into the devil dynasty. There is the rise and construction of the deity dynasty. You have to write the word destruction with fall. Everything, for you, depends on the Gita. Only the Father comes and narrates the true Gita to you. The Father explains this every day. You children are souls anyway. The Father says, forget the expansion of those bodies and consider yourselves to be souls. When a soul becomes detached from his body, he forgets all his relations. Therefore, the Father also says, forget all your bodily relations, consider yourselves to be souls, and remember me, the Father. You now have to return home. For half a cycle, you have been performing so much devotion, etc., just in order to return home. In the Golden Age, no one makes effort to return home. There is nothing but happiness. People say, everyone remembers God at times of sorrow, but no one remembers him at time of happiness. However, they do not understand when there is happiness and when there is sorrow. All of our aspects are incognito. We are also the spiritual military. We are Shiv Baba's Shakti army. No one can understand the meaning of this. They worship the deities, etc., so much, but none of them knows anyone's biography. They should at least know the biography of the one they worship. The highest worship of all is that of Shiva. There are temples to Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, and then to Lakshmi and Narayan, and then to Radha and Krishna. There isn't anyone else. They have given so many different names to the one Shiv Baba and built so many temples. The entire cycle is now in your intellects. There are the principal actors in the drama, but those are limited dramas, whereas this is an unlimited drama. You know who the principal ones are in this drama. People say, O Rama, the world was never even created. A scripture has been created about this too, but they don't understand the meaning of it. The Father has taught you children how to make very easy efforts. The easiest effort for you is to remain in complete silence. Only by remaining in silence can each of you claim your inheritance from the Father. You have to remember the Father. You also have to remember the world cycle. Your sins will be absolved by having remembrance of the Father, and you will become free from all illness. Your lifespans will increase. By knowing the cycle, you become the rulers of the globe. At present, you are the masters of hell. You will then become the masters of heaven. Each one of you becomes a master of heaven. But within that, there then is your status. To the extent that you make others become like you, so you will accordingly claim a high status. If you do not donate the imperishable jewels of this knowledge, what could you receive in return? If someone is wealthy, it is said that he gave good donations and performed charity in his past birth. You children now know that everyone commits sin in the kingdom of Ravan. The most charitable souls are Lakshmi and Narayan. Yes, even Brahmins are put on a high pedestal because they make everyone elevated. That is the fruition. You mouth-born creations of Brahma, the decorations of the Brahmin clan, are performing this elevated task on the basis of Srimat. Brahma's name is the main one. People speak of Trimurti Brahma. You now have to say Trimurti Shiva in every case. People speak of establishment through Brahma and destruction through Shankar. They even create a variety form image, but they neither show Shiva nor the Brahmins in that. You children have to explain this too. It is with great difficulty that this sits accurately in the intellects of some of you children as well. There are many points that you also call topics. You receive so many topics. You become deities from human beings, the masters of the world, by listening to the true Gita from God. The topics are very good, but you also need the wisdom to be able to explain them. You should write these things clearly so that people can understand them and ask about them. This is so easy. Each point of this knowledge is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees, and you become so great through them. There are multi-millions, Padam, in your every step. This is why they show deities with a lotus, Padam. They have lost the name of you Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Those Brahmin priests keep a Gita under their arms. Whereas they have the scripture under their arms, you are true Brahmins, and you keep the truth in your intellects. Therefore, you should have the intoxication that you are creating heaven on the basis of Srimat, and that the Father is teaching you Raj Yoga. You do not have any books, but this simple badge is your true Gita. There is also the picture of the Trimurti on it. And so the whole Gita is included in that. The whole Gita is explained in a second. You can explain to anyone in a second with this badge. This is your Father, and your sins will be absolved by remembering him. When travelling by train or when walking, continue to explain this very well to whomever you meet. Everyone has the desire to go to the land of Krishna. You can achieve that through this study. The kingdom is established through this study. None of the other founders of religion establish a kingdom. You know that you study Raj Yoga now for your future 21 births. It is such good study. You simply have to study it for an hour every day. That's all. Other studies are 4 to 5 hours. But 1 hour is enough for this. And the morning time is such that everyone is free at that time. However, those who are in bondage and cannot come at that time may come at another time. Always have a badge. Wherever you go, continue to give this message. You cannot put a badge in the newspapers. You can print one side of it in them. People are such that they will not be able to understand without you explaining it to them. It is very easy. Anyone can do this business. Acha, even if you do not remember Baba, to remind others of him is also good. Some tell others to become soul conscious, whereas they themselves remain body conscious. And so one sinful act or another is performed. First they have storms in their minds, and then they put them into practice. Many storms will come into your minds, and so you have to use your intellects in this. You must never carry out any bad acts. You must only carry out good acts. There are good thoughts and bad thoughts, so you must stop having bad thoughts. The Father has given you those intellects. No one else can understand this. They continue to carry out wrong acts. You now only have to carry out the right work. By making good effort, you carry out right acts. The Father continues to explain everything very clearly. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Each imperishable jewel of this knowledge is worth hundreds of thousands and tens of millions of rupees. You have to accumulate an income of multi-millions at every step by donating them. You have to claim a high status by making others similar to you. 2. In order to be saved from performing sinful acts, make effort to remain soul conscious. If you ever have any bad thoughts in your mind, you have to stop them. You must have good thoughts. Do not ever carry out a wrong act with your sense organs. Blessing. May you put on the angelic makeup that makes an impact of spirituality and become loving to all. The children who constantly stay with Babdada are coloured by the colour of his company in such a way that the impact of that spirituality is visible on each one's face. By them staying in this spirituality, angelic makeup is automatically applied. No matter what someone is like, after she has put on makeup, she is totally transformed. By putting on makeup, they look beautiful. Here too, by putting on angelic makeup, you will begin to sparkle, and this spiritual makeup will make you loving. Slogan: real effort is to practice celibacy, have yoga, and inculcate divine virtues. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Let your form be the same as your words. Let your words be clear and filled with love, humility and sweetness. Let them also be filled with truth. However, let there also be humility in your form. You will be able to reveal the Father through this form. Remain fearless but let your words be within the code of conduct. Then people won't find your words harsh, but sweet. Om Shanti. Mahasheshwari's Elevated Versions. The effort you must make to break karmic bondages. Many people ask what they have to do to break their karmic bondages. The Father knows each one's horoscope. Once you children have surrendered yourself to the Father in your hearts, it is your duty to put all of your responsibilities into His hands. He would then look at each one and give advice accordingly as to what you need to do. You have to take His support in a practical way, but let it not be that you continue to listen to Him and also continue to follow your own dictates. The Father is in a corporeal form, and so you children also have to take the support of the Father, Teacher and Guru in a physical way. It should not be that you are not able to follow the advice you receive. There would then be more harm done. You need courage to follow orders. The one who is making you move is the entertainer, and he knows what is of benefit for you, and so he would accordingly give you directions on how to break your karmic bondages. None of you should have any thoughts about what would happen to your children. Here there is no question of leaving your home, etc. Here it was a matter of a few children having that part in the drama in order to break their bondages. If that were not part of the drama, then who would have served you as you are being served now? Now there is no question of leaving anything, but you do have to belong to God. Do not be afraid. Have courage. Those who are afraid are neither able to remain happy, nor are they able to be the Father's helpers. Here, you have to become His full helpers. When you die alive, you will then be able to become His helpers. Then if you get stuck somewhere, He will be able to help you and take you across. So you have to become Baba's helpers with your thoughts, words and actions. If there is the slightest string of attachment, it will make you fall. So have courage and move forward. When you are weak in having courage, you become confused. So make your intellects absolutely pure. Let there not be the slightest trace of any vice. The destination is not far, but the ascent is a little twisting. So if you take the support of the Almighty, you will not be afraid, and you won't become tired. Acha.